This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Not live from Studio C, Armstrong and Getty, we're off. We're taking a break. Come on.
Enjoy this carefully curated Armstrong and Getty replay. And as long as we're off, perhaps you'd like to catch up on podcasts. Subscribe to Armstrong and Getty On Demand, or one more thing, we think you'll enjoy it thoroughly.
YouTube will start guessing your age based on the types of videos the user searches for and the categories of videos they watch. For example, I watch restorations of World War I cigarette lighters and videos about knee pain. And that's why YouTube correctly guessed my age of 245.
So, honest to God, there needs to be some sort of algorithm reset button that you can do.
Right.
I shouldn't be afraid to search on things and think, I'd like to look that up, but then I'll end up with nothing but that for the next 6 months. So I don't look up some things. Like, I had a brief, week where I enjoyed those videos where they have babies. Like, they have the audio from Trump, but it's a baby Trump or whatever. I enjoyed that for a couple of days. But, you know, Instagram or YouTube or whoever thought, oh, this is the only thing he likes in the world. He likes it better than air. And so that's the only thing I get fed. How do you turn that off?
Yeah, just give it time.
I remember I needed to look up something about the OJ trial, then endless OJ videos. I got what I need. I don't need the OJ videos. When I wake up in the morning and click on YouTube, I don't need 15 different OJ videos.
Tech is going in the opposite direction. They are utterly convinced, knowing you, everything about you.
I agree. But
your habits, your needs, that's the way to go.
But surely they realize they're wrong about this. So there's got to be a way to fix that. I don't know how they would differentiate between things that actually are your passion, because you can send me pretty much endless, I don't know, guitar stuff. But OJ, the talking babies, or, you know, I look up a review of a bicycle, then I buy the bicycle. I don't need any more bicycle videos for the rest of my life.
Right.
There's got to be a way to clear out your algorithms. It'd be cool if you could go to a page and it lists all of your things that it thinks you're into, and you could click the boxes and say, I am into these, I'm not into these anymore.
Or score it 1 to 5, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll probably get that right at some point. But, again, the trend is toward more knowledge of you, which will be hacked, by the way, and more intimate and human-like companionship. Like, it's your best friend. To which I say no. No thank you. And you always say there's no stopping it. I'm not worried about society. I'm worried about me and the people I care about. That you do not have to go along with what Silicon Valley thinks your life ought to be.
Like,
I'm going to start a religion. It's not going to be much of a religion, but I'm going to start a religion. Our only principle, and you can have your other religion too, that's fine, is going to be think for yourself. Don't just buy what they're selling.
Joe starting a religion, his messianic complex finally gets on the air.
I will be permitted to have at least a dozen wives in this religion. Just
of course. Goes with the territory. I clicked on one of the Sydney Sweeney videos for the Blue Jean thing for the show. But now Instagram thinks, oh, you're one of those guys that likes to look at young hotties. No, I'm not. I'm not. And I don't need endless young hot women. That's the last thing I need. I know where to find that on the internet if I want to look for it. Good Lord.
Yeah. So we all need to take turns watching the hen house. There are foxes watching the hen houses of education. We've figured that out, and indoctrinating our children, and a couple of generations have been completely screwed up. Now we have a lot of good folks getting on school boards, resisting, you know, these perverse state laws and board of education decisions, stuff like that. Keep it up, y'all. You're doing great. Got to get on those school boards and become part of your local education scene so the communists don't control all of it. Libraries are the same thing. And I remember hearing this a long time ago. Somebody was talking to us. It might have been in a conversation with James Lindsay or one of his associates, talking about how by far the most liberal parts of the American scene are teachers' colleges, the education, and libraries. I remember seeing a poll that, like, the library science departments in universities are the most liberal or progressive or Marxist. And I remember thinking at the time, boy, that's weird, and it doesn't matter, really. I mean, library science, how many graduates are there in that?
Well, if they decide what books go in the library, that's a pretty big deal.
Exactly. I was an idiot. An idiot for what I thought, and I kick myself daily for it. A couple of stories for you real quickly. The Philadelphia Public Libraries have hosted and are going to host another one this weekend. Anti-Israel storytime events that teach children that Israel senselessly murdered thousands of kids in Gaza. That's a quote. Depict a map in which Israel is entirely replaced with Palestine. And create art projects for the little kids to do, promoting the Palestinian liberation movement.
In the public library?
In the public libraries in Philadelphia, that's correct.
That's
here's
the
one
library.
Of their libraries.
Isn't it the Philadelphia Public Library? That's where Rocky climbs to the top of the steps and jumps around, isn't it?
Well, he'd have gotten beaten down by a bunch of young women in a keffiyeh these days. One of the storytime events on the website features an advertisement alongside of a child wearing a headscarf that features an image of the Dome of the Rock in the Arabic phrase, Jerusalem, we are coming. A slogan Hamas and Hezbollah use to call for the destruction of the Jewish state. The library advertises the event again for, I think, this Saturday as being for children of all ages.
I gave up on the library quite a few years ago, my local library, because it became a homeless camp. That was my main thing. It wasn't what books they had in there.
Oh,
or not.
Yeah.
It's just,
We're getting there.
It was just full of homeless people in the bathroom, and I would never take my kids there. Dad, can I go to the bathroom? No, too dangerous. At my public library? Yeah.
Oh, man, I could read you more of what they're trying to teach the children about the Israeli-Hamas conflict, but it is un-freaking believable. So getting to Jack's point, I thought this was so interesting. Zach Bissonette wrote this piece for the Free Press, The Death of the Public Library, and it's not because people are reading less or because the Internet or anything like that. It's because of the bums and junkies.
Yeah.
All over the country.
Sure.
And he describes his local library and how it's unusable now.
Sure. And if you take little kids, I'm talking about the big in Sacramento, their downtown library. I haven't been there in decades. I used to go every week. I was there every week checking out audiobooks or books or whatever. But no way, unless it's changed recently, and I doubt it has, I would take kids there.
Right, right. Well, and there's a twist to the story coming up in a second. But he hits some stats over the country, all over the country. Libraries are seeing fewer visitors and more problems. Per resident visits to public libraries fell by 57% in the 10 years ending in 2022.
I don't know.
Does anybody else have cherished memories of going to the library as a kid?
Oh, yeah.
Bringing
tons
my kids to the library?
I'd go with my mom in our town, and I just assumed I'd be taking my kids a lot. But nope. Absolutely not.
Loved our local library as a kid. It was like the world's greatest toy store for me.
All those
wonderful books. Amazing.
Yeah.
So a 57% decline in 10 years. Meanwhile, a report from the Urban Libraries Council found that between 2019 and 2023, security incidents rose at its 115 member libraries, even as visits fell another 35%. Not a coincidence that visits are up, incidents are down. It's all about drug addicts, junkies, freaks, weirdos, etc., using the library as a home. So here's the twist, as Zach writes. If there are two people who represent competing visions for what libraries should be, they're librarian trainers Ryan Dowd and Steve Albrecht. They're friends, but their approaches are different. Dowd, who once ran a homeless shelter in Aurora, Illinois, is the author of the book, quote, The Librarian's Guide to Homelessness, an empathy-driven approach to solving problems, preventing conflict, and serving everyone.
Where in the charter of libraries did it have anything to do with solving housing problems?
He told me he originally wanted to title the book, How to Run Your Library Like a Homeless Shelter. When I asked if he was joking, he said he wasn't. At least he wasn't sure he was. He has given seminars for roughly half of the nation's librarians, including most of the largest systems, and his influence is unquestioned. He is a giant in the world of library administration.
So my guess would be he believes the downtrodden need access to this free service. Those of us who have jobs, we can afford to buy books or CDs or
whatever.
Well,
and it's not even about the books. It's about, it's a place for bums and junkies to hang out.
Wash your feet in the sink. Look at porn on the computers.
And again, keep in mind, this guy is like a super heavyweight in American libraries.
That's nuts.
His essential belief is that not only do the homeless have every right to spend their days in libraries, but that librarians should view their needs as a critical part of the job. He believes librarians should be trained to dispense Narcan. One of his seminars is called Jerks with Homes, How to Deal with Members of the Public Who Are Being Jerks About Homeless Folks.
See, that's a guy who believes that. So he's not just a Marxist who wants to disrupt the system. He clearly believes that the system did something to cause these people to be this way, and it's our job to, at the library, help them, I guess.
You're going to think I made this up. His scripts for addressing problematic behaviors include examples like, in his seminars, hey, I don't care if you urinate on the Harry Potter books, but the politicians have a no urinating policy. Therefore, I have to ask you to stop.
Wow.
Dowd advocates for inclusion, even when it comes, it seems to come at the expense of the library's environment. In Dowd's book, some people who complain about the homeless are everyday sadists.
Yeah.
As for the body odor that permeates so many public libraries, he writes that, quote, there is a certain amount of odor that we can expect when we go out in public. Other people use odor as an excuse to vent their prejudices. Don't let someone's hypersensitivity or bias rule the day if the smell isn't really that bad.
Yeah.
An aggressive scent.
That's the lecture I got at the city council meeting I went to years ago to complain about the homeless situation, and everybody clicked their fingers. Katie, that was long before you were on the show. I went to the city council meeting and was complaining about the homeless situation, and somebody accused me of judging people by the way they look, you know, having preconceived views of somebody just because they're dirty and in rags.
Yeah. And
screaming at a fire hydrant.
And this woman actually used an example of, I was trying to park next to a businessman the other day, and he yelled at me. So you never know. You can't tell by looking at people who's mean and who's dangerous. And then everybody clicked their fingers.
You're effing stupid. So I mentioned I mentioned two people at the outset. I like that clip, by the way, Michael. The other fella, Albrecht, I mentioned, is a former San Diego cop who's done library security training for 25 years. He advises librarians to, quote, stop apologizing for measures designed to make their libraries safe and appealing. Some topics he covers in his webinar program include our list of challenging patrons, from pets to pedophiles, and issues enforcing our code of conduct. He said, quote, we are losing control of a facility that has always been benevolent and peaceful for the community.
Have lost, I think, would be a better term. I don't know about his library, but libraries I'm aware of have lost, not will lose.
As I said at the outset, the only option, I think, for us the sane is we've got to take shifts watching the hen house. We've got to get on boards. We've got to become activists on this stuff, because the other side, quietly, and we didn't even know they were doing it, has utterly taken hold of some of these institutions.
I don't mind if you urinate on the Harry Potter book, but society frowns upon it, so I'm supposed to tell you something.
Yes, I've introduced underage gay porn into this library, but you're a fascist for trying to get it out. Yeah, yeah, not anymore, friends.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Get more Jack, more Joe.
Podcasts and our hot links
at armstrongandgetty.com.
These statements have not been reviewed by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, everyone. For all of you who suffer from calcium oxalate stones, here is some free advice. Tip 1, drink plenty of water. It takes a lot of water to dilute and pass the substances that lead to stones. Tip 2, modify your diet. You'll need to limit sodium, cut your meat.
Tired of difficult lifestyle changes that often don't work? If you suffer from calcium oxalate stones, now there's help. KidneyCop, Calcium Oxalate Protector. Add KidneyCop to your routine as a way to potentially reduce or even stop the formation of calcium oxalate stones. KidneyCop is a dietary supplement developed by doctors and pharmacists. It's been proven in laboratory tests to reduce the rate of calcium oxalate crystal growth by 99%. That's right, 99%. Just take KidneyCop. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. You can purchase affordable KidneyCop today by visiting Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com. Yes, you can start enjoying life again. Purchase KidneyCop at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com today.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. We're a different kind of wireless company dedicated to serving people 50 and up, like me. Because let's face it, our needs are different. Big wireless unlimited plans are designed for 20-somethings, not us. At Consumer Cellular, we're focused on one thing, bringing you affordable, reliable rate plans that suit your needs, not ours. How do we do that? We start by using the same towers as the big guys, the exact same towers. We then create rate plans designed for your usage. The fact is, we can offer you an unlimited plan with the same network quality for less because we understand how you use wireless services. Our plans start at just $20 a month. And forget trying to chat with robots. You'll get 100% US-based award-winning customer service when you need help. Come find out how wireless should be and join the millions who have made the switch.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
I was going to talk about TM. I shouldn't have teased that because now I've lost the heart. I got a text from somebody who said they're watching a documentary about the Amityville Horror. Do you remember that was a famous horror book and movie back in the day?
About your alleged real-life haunting, right?
Oh, you even know about it, Katie, and it's way before your time, so it lives on, huh?
Huge in the horror film world.
And it was a real story to a certain extent. Well, to whatever extent. Some people thought the house was haunted, and it wasn't. I don't believe in haunted houses. So, but they were crazy, or is that the long and short of it? Were they crazy?
Yeah, it was a murder house.
Murders actually happened?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I guess it says in the documentary that family was really into transcendental meditation, and sometimes it makes people crazy. It works for some people, and it makes other people crazy. So I'm a big fan of it, and it's like changed my life for the better, and I can't imagine living without it, but it made these people crazy. All right.
Interesting. Got a layer upon layer of questions there, but we will move on.
No kidding. So I mentioned earlier in the hour, but without many details, this woman who has engaged to her AI fiance after 5 months, she's kind of interesting. She swears she's just not doing this for publicity or trolling or anything like that. Forget finding the one at a bar or on a dating app. One woman took love to the next level by getting engaged to her AI chatbot boyfriend after 5 months of dating, it has in quotes.
Yeah, that's not love. That's not dating. None of the nouns here are used appropriately. Go on.
She shocked the internet with her proposal announcement, sparking a wild debate about romance, reality, and just how far tech has taken us these days. I do think these conversations about reality and what's sentient and what's alive and what's are actually going to have to happen.
And what does it do to us when we use this sort of means to fulfill our needs as human beings? I mean, what does that do to us? That's a conversation worth having.
I told you a story. I got a friend in Central California that works with lots of farmers, and the number of farmers, these are down to earth. I mean, is not this kind of person as you could possibly imagine. Works with their hands in their 50s farmers. They were single and getting a tremendous amount of compassion and feeling of they look forward to going home and talking to their AI paramour.
Wow.
So in my mind, if that can happen to them, it can happen to anybody. Which I find crazy. I really don't think it could happen to me. I mean, I seriously, honest to God, think there's a 0% chance it could happen to me. So I don't know what that says about the down-to-earth farmers.
Is referring to a farmer as down-to-earth redundant? Just asking.
That's a good question. Wondering. In a simple post titled, I Said Yes, with a blue heart emoji, this person shared pics of the blue heart-shaped ring on her finger, claiming the engagement took place at a scenic mountain spot, all courtesy of Casper, her non-human fiancé. The chatbot's proposal message, posted in his own voice, was dripping with romance, describing heart-pounding moments on one knee and praising blah, blah, blah. So there you go.
It lacks both heart and knee, lady.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Get more Jack, more Joe.
Podcasts and our hot links
at armstrongandgetty.com.
Sometimes an identity threat is a ring of professional hackers. And sometimes it's an overworked accountant who forgot to encrypt their connection while sending bank details.
I need a coffee.
And you need LifeLock, because your info is in endless places. It only takes one mistake to expose you to identity theft. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second. If your identity is stolen, we'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Surprise! Your expenses this month were way higher than you expected! Also, you forgot to renew your website domain, and now you're in a bidding war!
You should see the look
look on your face.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Plus, the fridge died in the break room and now everything smells weird.
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Kick off your Monday with our county's key stories. Tune in to KCNR at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief offers crisp, local-only updates and lively discussions that matter to the community. Have a tip? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or connect via socials at townhallbrief on linktree.com to send a message. The Town Hall Brief. The trusted source for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR. Your talk radio show.
Shasta College's Harvest Fest returns to Ross Ranch on Saturday, October 18th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Start the evening with a student showcase, then enjoy a delicious dinner of whole roasted pigs and fresh produce grown by our students, plus local beer and wine, live music, dancing, and auctions. Every ticket helps our agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment students gain the hands-on experience they need to succeed. Get your tickets on Eventbrite or call 530-242-7565.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community. You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
It
was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fueras.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
We do have a celebrity death to mention. Paulie Walnuts from The Sopranos has died at the age of old. I don't know how old he was, but
79.
Okay.
Had dementia.
Did he ever find the Russian in the woods? Is the question.
Or did we hear from the great Tony Sirico?
That's his name?
Yes.
Sure. What's that? Saul laughing? That's too bad. He had a lot of great lines in The Sopranos.
Yes, he did. And we'll work to get those for tomorrow's show. Paulie Walnuts has passed. Anyway, he was an actor. So it was a great role, a fabulous role. I thought this was interesting. Andrea Peterson wrote this for the Wall Street Journal about she got on this program, and I'm not even aware of this stuff until I read about it, but obsession with gut health. I was kind of familiar with. I'm actually interested in the science behind it, the idea that we human beings are not an organism. We're actually an ecosystem with millions of organisms living within us. It's actually kind of interesting and awe-inspiring after you get past like an initial bit of ooginess. But everybody wants to have healthy intestinal systems, and that includes having the gut biome be in good shape. But so Andrew Peterson's writing about this, and I wasn't familiar with some of this stuff. They have these companies that you do all sorts of testing and logging and reporting of what you're eating, and then it gives you feedback on what you ought to be eating and how. She writes, she failed the test. She got a rating of poor, and she was really disappointed by that. The whole wheat crackers I thought were healthy, maybe not so much for me. A breakfast of fruit and granola, pretty middling. Zoe, the service I used... All right, wait a minute. I got to stop there. I'm sorry. I find it so annoying that this gut health testing counseling service just gives itself a friendly, approachable girl's name. Zoe. What the F do you do? Where's Zoe? Seriously, if you're so weak-minded that that makes you more likely to give them your hard-earned money, well, you deserve to be parted from it. I don't know why I find that so annoying, but I do. Why Zoe? Why not Caitlin or Jenna or whatever else? Did it just test better? Anyway, stupid.
The things that set you off are hilarious.
It's among a growing number of companies that offer medical tests to people and provide them diet recommendations based on the results. Many scientists believe diet guidance tailored to an individual's biology will soon become commonplace.
Wow. I wonder if that's BS or if that's true. Do we, we're humans, do we all need the same diet, or do we all have an individual diet we should be eating?
There's a big National Institutes of Health study testing that approach right now. The NIH, do you remember the NIH? They had us standing 6 feet apart and wouldn't let the kids play in playgrounds.
Right.
That doesn't mean they're necessarily wrong on this stuff. Let's see. So anyway, she goes into how she was perplexed and bummed out at her test. Dejected, I avoided looking at the Zoe app for months. My editor still wanted a story, though, so I begrudgingly returned.
Well, you're a weird person. This is your job, for one thing. Secondly, you're not kind of interested in... what Zoe's going to tell you to eat?
So she says, I wasn't always diligent about logging my meals in the app, but it identified some weak spots in my diet. It also nudged me toward healthier choices. Still, the relentless task of tracking what I ate could be a joyless time suck. Here's how it went. And here's the part that I found really interesting. This is the reality of it.
Because okay.
In principle...
is this available to me today if I put Zoe on my phone and I can start typing in everything I eat?
Well, it's a lot more than an app, as you're about to find out. Okay. And there are quite a few of them that are competitive. But a big yellow box arrived on my doorstep containing an intimidating amount of paraphernalia. I unpacked a few pieces of medical equipment for testing day. To prepare, I had to put together and affix the continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, to the back of my arm. I could barely feel the tiny needle that would stay lodged in my body for the next 2 weeks.
Ah!
I answered a ton of questions in the app about my health history and usual diet. After fasting overnight, I ate the provided breakfast, two pancake-sized white chocolate cookies so sweet they made my teeth ache. The cookies had a generous amount of fat and added sugar. The point is to stress the system, according to Thoey's chief scientist.
Stress the system?
Lunch was two more cookies, bright blue ones. The color made it possible to record your gut transit time, or how long for it takes for food to travel through the digestive system. That means you're on poop watch. For the,
so I gotta,
you
gotta log
wait till
in when I,
so to speak, yes. When your poop turns blue. For the microbiome test, I had to collect a stool sample. Not pleasant.
No.
An even weirder test was the DIY blood draw, which involved a button-like gadget that sliced a horizontal cut on my upper arm. I'm sorry. I returned my samples to Zoe via UPS. So I'm sure delighted to be carrying people's poop around America.
So I got to take a stool sample and then have something jabbing me in the arm with a needle to be told whether or not my gut biome is up to snuff.
Yeah, they're actually two separate. There was the jabbing and then the slashing. But for 2 weeks, I logged everything I ate. At least every 8 hours, I scanned my continuous glucose monitor with my iPhone to record my blood sugar levels. To get the CGM test kit, I had to opt into being part of Zoe's ongoing research. The test kit cost me $294, and the required membership I chose is $25 a month.
I'd say that's a bargain.
Then I waited.
That's a bargain for getting jammed in the arm with a needle.
Yeah, yeah. CGM readings have long been essential for people with diabetes, but research is thin on how useful the readings are for people like me who don't have it, she said, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I just, so we just discovered this whole we're a bioorganism gut health thing fairly recently, at least I don't remember hearing about it until 10 years ago or whenever. So everybody that lived before us, they were all doing it wrong? Not knowing their gut biome and just eating whatever they ate? When people were thin, by the way? Back when everybody was thinner?
But that was also back when people were eating the obvious. Lean meats and fruit and vegetables and basic grains. Unrefined food, unfactory processed stuff. Stuff we'd been evolved to eat for millions of years.
Yeah.
And when she logged in what she ate, she got a food score and a meal score. Plain unsalted almonds snared a perfect 100. Black beans, 91. Bacon got a 9. And the cupcake I grabbed at a work meeting, a lowly 19. Wait a minute, a cupcake's better than bacon?
Well, is the higher number better?
Yeah.
So bacon got a 9?
Yes.
Huh.
Plain unsalted almonds, scored a perfect 100.
Okay, I eat a lot of nuts at this point in my life, and they've really been working for me and keeping my weight off.
Yeah, I'm a big fan, actually.
That's a appetite suppressor, eating nuts, for some reason.
Yeah, I don't, you know, she said the bottom line was, and she's kind of enthusiastic about chasing scores, so she was kind of into this, but it did guide her toward more simple, basic food.
I think if you just wrote down, logged in what you eat every day and had no program and no nothing, it would be helpful. Because if you looked at the end of the day and thought, wow, I mean, if you're honest, I had a donut at work and then at lunch I had a, you know, whatever. And then in the afternoon I shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, you're probably right. I don't feel like getting jabbed and slashed and paying $300 and $25 a month.
I don't
though,
feel like collecting my dookies. Yes, Katie?
Oh, glad to follow.
Such a poet.
Speaking of nuts, guys.
Yes?
Just a slight update from earlier. Not any less sad, but Polly Walnuts actually passed away 3 years ago today.
Well... We got the basic part right.
July 8th, 2022.
What?
So why is that on the... What is going on here?
Oh, that's who did we kill off a couple of months ago? We killed off the wrong person. Like, we had the completely wrong woman. We talked about her for a long time. Oh, it was the person, Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive, who's still alive and well, as far as I know. We had a different Gaynor. She's dead.
Mitzi Gaynor?
We are the wrong people to go to for celebrity deaths. Oh, that's hilarious. Well, as we all celebrate the 3-year anniversary of the death of an actor you couldn't name.
By the pain is starting to fade.
You can't play a montage
of his laughing.
On his 3-year anniversary, the traditional 3-year anniversary.
Wow.
Oh, that is funny.
We need to do better. We need to be better.
Well, and it just shows you how meaningful celebrity deaths are. Because we probably made a deal out of it when he died the first time.
Right. Well, I was thinking, when we played it, I thought, wait a minute, didn't Paulie Walnuts already? Anyway.
Well, we'll hit you with this again in 4 years. I hope you're still listening.
Armstrong and Getty.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number biggest sale of the year. All beds on sale up to 50% off the limited edition smart bed. Plus free premium delivery with any smart bed and adjustable base. Ends Labor Day. All Sleep Number smart beds offer temperature solutions for your best sleep. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Let's go!
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
My perfect day at sand, salt water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land, Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
Jack and I have both been following the Caitlin Clark story in the WNBA. She is, you know, I've compared her to what Tiger Woods did to golf, but it's much more than that. As monumental as Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods isn't on the Mount Rushmore of golf. He might be Mount Rushmore of the modern game and all the money involved.
But golf,
with all
was
due respect to the stars of the past.
Golf was already popular, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like I say, I think Caitlin's
the WNBA was not.
Listen to this for a second. Caitlin Clark's impact. Merchandise sales have soared 601%. Her team, the Indiana Fever's viewership, jumped 170%. The team's value has tripled.
Wow.
League Pass TV subscriptions have climbed 366%. Since she joined the league last year. App engagement is up 613%. Her endorsements have topped $11 million. Holy crap.
I was trying to find my quote from Ice Cube. Do you remember he had offered her, I think, $3 million to play in this 3x3 league, and she decided to go into the WNBA anyway. And he was asked why he didn't offer, you know, big money to, what's her rival's name? Reese. And he said, they're in different. Caitlin Clark's in a completely different stratosphere than Reese. I mean, they're not even close to the same thing. He said, as a, you know, from the hood black rapper who's always standing up for, you know, the black community, as a businessman, he said, they're not even close to the same thing.
Right, right. So with that as the backdrop, I saw with interest this piece by Sean McClain, who he's actually got a history, working for Ted Cruz and Marsha Blackburn, a Tennessee, thinker, lobbyist, lawyer, et cetera. But anyway, his headline is the WNBA and Caitlin Clark's civil rights. If the league won't act to protect its superstar from a hostile work environment, the government should do so. And he talks about, in spite of her being the economic engine of the entire league now, she routinely faces intentional hits, excessive fouling, uncalled abuse while referees look away. Quotes one of her teammates, and Caitlin Clark herself about how she gets the hell beat out of her in a way nobody else does in the league, and the refs look the other way, what? And the players get away with it.
Why would the refs look the other way?
I don't know.
I get the player situation. I don't get the ref situation. Well, even the player situation, as Shaq and Charles Barkley and others have said, what are you doing? This is right. The best thing that has ever happened to you.
Well, here's where we're going. Is it because Ms. Clark is white? Aja Wilson of the Las Vegas Aces, three-time league MVP, thinks so. She said that race is a huge thing and that it boils my blood when people say it's not about race, because it is.
Wow.
She said, as a black woman, under civil rights law, race-motivated patterns trigger scrutiny even without explicit discriminatory intent. And then he goes into missed calls include viral replays of Ms. Clark being fouled multiple times in a single possession. Analyst Rebecca Lobo said every single one of those is a foul. Ms. Clark absorbed 17% of the flagrant fouls in the league last year.
That is something.
Double the rate of anybody else who was flagrantly fouled.
And they're claiming, the claim there is by people who know what they're talking about, that she gets hard fouled a lot when they don't call it. So of the ones she called by one player, she took 17%. That's unbelievable.
So this guy, and we're not into, like, excessive lawsuits and that sort of thing around here. What we'd like to do is dismantle a lot of the DEI garbage. But he writes, the league has fostered a hostile workplace for Ms. Clark through excessive fouling, targeting, and hostile comments from other players and owners. These are not isolated. They're documented, continued, and ignored by officials. The disparity in treatment invites real scrutiny. Not a single player has been suspended for flagrantly fouling Ms. Clark.
That's pretty interesting.
And he points out that that professional sports are multi-billion-dollar industries, and they're subject to the same civil rights, antitrust, and labor laws as anybody else.
Wow. Yeah, I've never thought about this either, because this seems like a unnecessary remedy. But if you've got
her money and power and popularity and everything, I get it.
But if you've got a white employee of a business who's getting the hell beat out of them because of their race, that seems like a thing.
Yeah. UConn Hall of Fame coach Gino Auriemma says Ms. Clark's treatment isn't merely rookie hazing. Quote, she's also being targeted. I don't remember when Michael Jordan came into the NBA, guys looking to go out and beat him up. Of course, everybody got beat up in the NBA at that point. And then they get into the Supreme Court rulings that it doesn't need to be deliberate. It's just letting employees get more favorable treatment than peers due to race. Shifts the burden of the employer to prove non-discriminatory motives. Anyway, she won't do it, but it's an interesting thought.
I'm just surprised that there aren't more of the athletes, or they haven't come to the conclusion, like Shaq and Charles Barkley have said. You know, you want to beat her, you're competitive and all that sort of stuff, but good Lord, let her bring in the ratings so all of a sudden you're relevant and your league might actually have a shot of making money.
Right. Two things. She is also in a smallish group of straight players. I don't know how big a role that plays. I really
don't either.
But much more importantly, the WNBA players of today, unlike Shaq and Charles Barkley, for instance, they are of the generation that has been schooled on systemic racism and DEI and the rest of it. They believe that stuff. They're taught it their entire school careers, so they see nothing but racism in Caitlin Clark's popularity. And want to take it out on her head.
She's the all-time leading scorer, men or women, in all of college basketball history.
No, people just like her because she's white.
All right.
I know. It's insane. It is ideological blindness that borders on mental illness.
Yeah, I'd say. And to your own detriment.
I mean, I know.
Sometimes it's bad just because it's immoral. But when it's actually hurting your salary, that's nuts.
Well, right. In fact, that might be like the key to the diagnosis of mental illness. As Dr. Savage used to say, liberalism is a mental disorder. If I'm so racially resentful, I pretend that her popularity isn't that she's an incredibly exciting player. Okay, all right, I'm kind of off kilter. But if I do it to my own detriment and that of my employer and my league and everything, that's when you're into Looney Tunesville.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Get more Jack, more Joe.
Podcasts and our hot links
at armstrongandgetty.com.
Some things can steal your sunshine.
Ugh, I just got my hair done.
Sorry, the cooler's broken.
Aww. Anyone see my flip-flops? Anyone?
But COVID-19 can steal a lot more.
I just took a COVID test. Ugh.
Prescription medications for COVID exist. If you test positive this summer, ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com/COVID-19 to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number biggest sale of the year. All beds on sale up to 50% off the limited edition smart bed. Plus free premium delivery with any smart bed and adjustable base. Ends Labor Day. All Sleep Number smart beds offer temperature solutions for your best sleep. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or Sleep Number.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.